Lesson B. Building Vocabulary. A. Meaning from Context. Page 154.
Yoga was initially practiced over 5,000 years ago in India. In India, yoga is a tradition that is related to both religion and culture. Prior to the 19th century, yoga was not well understood and was rarely practiced in other parts of the world. The introduction of yoga to other countries is attributed to the Indian yoga master, Swami Vivekananda, who toured Europe and the United States in the 1890s. Many different versions of yoga are practiced, from traditional styles such as Hatha and Savananda yoga, to modern versions such as chair yoga and laughter yoga. For fans of yoga, it is the ultimate workout because it involves not only the body, but the mind as well. There are many health benefits associated with yoga. It helps you be more flexible, stronger, and it relieves stress. Yoga-style meditation, called yoga nidra, can be very relaxing. Some yoga teachers claim that just a half hour of yoga nidra is equivalent to 2 or 3 hours of sleep. As yoga grows in popularity, more people are teaching yoga, and more yoga schools and centers are opening. Since the 1960s, the expansion of yoga has been remarkable, and today, yoga is taught and practiced everywhere. It has become a truly global business, with yoga retreats in the United States, Mexico, Thailand, New Zealand, France, Egypt, and many other countries. According to data in the Yoga Journal, 14.3 million people in the United States alone practiced yoga in 2010. Scientists and researchers are now completing the first World Yoga Survey to count how many people around the world practice yoga. It is estimated that more than 30 million people practice yoga around the world and that there are over 70,000 yoga teachers. In many places, there are no laws controlling the quality of schools and teachers. Some people are asking for legislation to make sure the quality of yoga education remains high.